Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. His Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service has entered into a 5-year Memorandum of Understanding with the Correctional Service of Canada, strengthening a long-standing relationship aimed at improving training, leadership development, and modern correctional practices. Radio Cayman's Paula Kahl reports.
Signed in February, the agreement focuses on 4 key areas: leadership training, intelligence sharing, emergency response readiness, and long-term cooperation. It supports shared priorities such as public safety, humane incarceration, rehabilitation, and professional development within the correctional workforce. Although newly formalized, the partnership builds on decades of cooperation between the two services, including past exchanges and secondments involving Cayman and Canadian correctional staff. Director of Prisons Daniel Greaves said the agreement represents a significant step forward for the service. He stated that the partnership is intended to strengthen capability in leadership, intelligence, and emergency readiness while maintaining rehabilitation and humane treatment as central priorities. CSC Commissioner Talal Dakalbab said the partnership reflects a shared commitment to collaboration, professional development, and modern correctional standards. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicolas Da Costa, said the agreement demonstrates the government's commitment to maintaining world-class standards in offender management. He explained that the partnership will support improved leadership development, stronger intelligence capability, and enhanced emergency preparedness, ultimately contributing to safer facilities and better rehabilitation outcomes. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Kahl.
In other local news, Grand Cayman sees a second week of tumbling gas prices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of cell service regular gas fell 51 cents this past week to $5.54 a gallon. That's a 65-cent drop since the start of the month. The average price for premium gas tumbled 48 cents to $6.04, and diesel is now at $6.25 a gallon, a 34-cent drop from the last check on June 3rd. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Mike's Walker's Road for $5.45. On the diesel side of things, Refuel at the airport has the lowest price, clocking in at $5.21 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24. Little Cayman residents, they're paying a whopping $7.29 a gallon. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular has fallen 10 cents to $4.15 USD. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find a full breakdown of local gas prices at offreg.ky. You're invited to join the governor as she awards 2 Caymanians with certificates and badges of honor at the annual King's Birthday Parade just outside of Government House on Monday. Her Excellency Mrs. Jane Owen will present the award to Corrine Glasgow for services to the community and voluntary organizations, and to Sean Matthew Tracy for services to chess in schools and the wider community.
His Majesty the King's birthday ceremony provides a moment to publicly recognize them. I warmly encourage everyone to join us on Monday the 15th of June to do just that.
You're asked to be in your seat at 7:30 a.m. when formal uniform services are set to parade. If you can't make it, no worries. Just keep it locked right here to Radio Cayman for our live broadcast. To the courts, a construction worker has been jailed for 32 months for indecently assaulting an 18-year-old intern on a building site last year. 31-year-old Samar Nepali was sentenced on Tuesday by Justice the Honorable Emma Peters, who highlighted the need for strong deterrence in male-dominated workplaces. The court heard that Nepali cornered the teen in an unfinished unit, made sexual comments, grabbed her, and touched her over her clothing before she escaped. He initially denied the allegations but later pled guilty. The judge found the psychological harm to the victim to be significant and ongoing, placing the case in Category 2 harm. Mitigation reduced the sentence before a 10% guilty plea discount brought the final amount to 32 months. Mr. Nepali is set to be deported after serving his sentence. A former Health Services Authority employee has denied unlawfully accessing patient information. Fiona Claire Coffey pled not guilty in summary court to obtaining personal data without an authorization, contrary to Section 54A of the Data Protection Act. The alleged breach occurred sometime between January and June 2025. A case management hearing is set for the 2nd of July, and Ms. Coffey remains on bail. A woman accused of running a fraudulent car import scheme is facing multiple deception charges. Vanessa Alyssa Carnegie Christie has been charged with 5 counts of obtaining property by deception and 1 count of forging an official document. Prosecutors say she took thousands of dollars from several people after claiming she could import vehicles for them. No pleas have yet been entered. Ms. Christie is due back in court soon. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
I'm humbled to be inducted in the Caribbean Tourism Organization Leadership Hall of Fame.
Cayman Islands Department of Tourism Director Rosa Harris is honored as the founding inductee of the Caribbean Tourism Organization's Female Leadership Hall of Fame. As Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports, the historic induction took place during CTO Caribbean Week in New York City.
The Caribbean Tourism Organization Female Leadership Hall of Fame celebrates women across the Caribbean region and beyond whose vision, dedication, and leadership have made exceptional and lasting contributions to Caribbean tourism.
It is an honor to serve my country, experience the many shifts in global travel while stewarding a small island state industry to peak success.
The ministry said Ms. Harris has brought, quote, tremendous credit to the Cayman Islands, being a driving force behind the strategy, partnerships, and global positioning that have brought the Cayman Islands to its strongest tourism period on record. Government says the honor places Ms. Harris among a distinguished group of women whose work has shaped the trajectory of the region's most important industry and recognizes her as one of the most influential Caymanian voices in Caribbean tourism today. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Finally, did you manage to snag a ticket for the 2026 FIFA World Cup? If so, the government is reminding you to stay healthy on your trip.
Travelers are our first line of defense in identifying imported infections.
Before you go, Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez reminds you to make sure you're up to date with all routine vaccinations. And once you're at the event, take precautions to avoid mosquito-borne diseases. Practice safe sex and use smart hygiene practices at mass gatherings, like frequently washing your hands, drinking water from reliable sources, and staying hydrated. And stay alert to symptoms after returning home as well, as some infections may appear days after exposure.
Informing healthcare professionals about recent travel and attendance at mass gatherings allow us to diagnose and respond more quickly, particularly for illness such as measles, monkeypox, dengue, and other travel-associated infections.
The tournament is being jointly hosted by the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and starts the 11th of June and runs through the 19th of July. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks.